Welcome. Today we're heading to Asturias and the nearby Picos de Europa in Spain's green north, a journey where the Atlantic coast, old cities, village roads, mountain limestone, and seriously memorable food all sit surprisingly close together. The best way to approach this region is not as a race for viewpoints. Think of it as a slow change of scenery from salt air and fishing harbors to mist, pastureland, and high valleys. Asturias feels distinctly Atlantic. Hills are intensely green, clouds move quickly, and the Cantabrian coast can look theatrical even on an ordinary day. You may get bright sun drizzle and a sudden curtain of mist within a few hours. That changeability is part of the appeal, but it asks something of you. Pack a waterproof layer, keep plans flexible, and treat mountain forecasts seriously. In the Picos, a clear view can disappear fast, so a shorter safe walk is often the wiser choice. For an urban beginning, Oviedo offers historic streets, a calm, walkable center, and an easy introduction to Asturian cooking. Gijón, on the coast, has a more maritime energy, beaches, a working port feeling, and the old quarter of Simavilla looking out toward the sea. Then there is the coast itself. Anas is a useful base for coves, cliffs, and beaches framed by green slopes. Cudillero, with its tightly packed houses climbing above a harbor, is wonderfully photogenic, but it is also a real small community, not a film set. For the mountain transition, Cangas de Onís is a practical gateway, and Covadonga is a powerful place to pause before heading farther into the Picos de Europa. High mountain access can depend on weather and local visitor management, so check guidance shortly before you go. Here is a realistic short route. Start with a night or two in Oviedo or Gijón. Choose one city rather than trying to absorb both at speed, then leave space for an evening stroll and an unhurried regional dinner. Next, give a full day to one stretch of coast, perhaps around Anas, or a slower harbor and hills day around Cudillero. Pick a beach, a cliff walk, and one town. Three well-chosen stops will feel richer than eight rushed ones. For the final part, continue toward Cangas de Onís and the Picos. Build the day around one valley, one viewpoint, or one marked hike suited to the conditions. The temptation is to chase every famous lay and pass. Resisting that temptation is usually the secret. Asturian food is generous and direct. Fabada Asturiana, the rich bean stew, is deeply satisfying but substantial, so it can be a lunch that shapes the rest of your afternoon. Go hungry, and perhaps do not schedule a steep hike immediately afterward. Cheese lovers should look for cabrales and other local cheeses, while coastal menus bring fresh seafood into the picture. Asturian cider is central to local dining culture. Enjoy it at the pace of the table, and let staff guide you if the serving tradition is unfamiliar. Late spring, early summer, and early autumn are often especially rewarding. Landscapes are green, days can be comfortable, and travel may feel less pressured than at peak holiday moments. Still, rain is possible in every season, and mountain weather makes guarantees a bad bargain. Trains and buses connect major towns, which can work well for a city and coast visit. A car adds flexibility for rural areas and the mountains, but drive patiently. Roads may be narrow, winding, and shared with local traffic. Always follow current access rules and park only where permitted. The lasting lesson from Asturias is simple. Let coast and mountains belong to the same journey. Travel slowly, stay on marked paths, respect wildlife and village life, and support local places along the way. Thanks for listening and safe travels.